Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
When I wake up in my makeup, it's too early for that dress. I'm just a girl.
I like the way that they walk. And it's chilly here to talk. And I can always make them smile.
Oh, she got 4 feet on the ground. And she's burning it down. Oh.
Lips and childbearing hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's my partner and has stuck with me through thick and thin, especially when I make a mistake, and she's always right there to correct me, even when she's ultimately in the wrong.
And with me today, you know my co-host. She's used to getting praised for her delicious smelling lunch, but don't you dare try to food shame her or impatiently wait for her toaster oven. This is her workspace and she can smell it up and hog it up if she wants to. Her name is
Amy Nichols, damn straight.
Yeah, you had a show-stopping meal today that you were preparing.
Oh gosh, it really wasn't even that big of a deal. I guess fish wasn't the best idea, but it wasn't a smelly fish, and it was a frozen fish. It's not like a reheating fish, because fishy gets more fishy.
Mm-hmm. I have your back on this. I mean, everybody was telling you how great your food smelled until you said it was fish, and then you got food shamed. I guess JC did tell you that your food didn't smell good.
But he was mad about the onion.
Yeah, and I had the same meal. I just didn't heat up my fish. But nobody ever tells me that my food smells great. Instead, producer Robert White Cheddar says every day that it smells like his butt.
You were like trying to decide, am I going to say it or not?
Yeah. So I'd go ahead and do it. And I was just having chicken and vegetables yesterday. My vegetables smell like his butt. I can't tell you what has been smelling, though, is my pee. Because I've been eating asparagus since Monday.
You need to
stop. I thought
that
was a myth.
You need to like, no, it's definitely not a myth.
It like smells old. I got old pee right now.
You need to change it up.
I made a lot on purpose. Just so I wouldn't have to worry about it. I am kind of getting over the chicken, though. That's why I had fish today. But whatever, I still have leftovers, and those bad boys are about to go in my freezer for another date because I made way too much food. So we did something really, really fun.
It was a game.
We played Battle of the Sexes with Shut Up Podcast, Nick Adams, and Part-Time Justin.
First time... What is it?
First time we were on their podcast.
Yeah, but you know what they say? They're like, first time caller or long time listener or whatever.
Yeah.
I was trying to do something like that, but it fell apart.
Okay. Take two.
No.
I'll hang up and listen. Okay. So we played that yesterday and it was a lot of fun. And we're lazy, so we're just going to steal it from them.
And because it was good.
Add that here. Yeah.
Lots of laughs.
Actually, correction me. We're going to repost that here because it was amazing. But anyway, you'll have to listen to this whole podcast to find out who won. Girls versus guys. But then it made us think, like, I'm so glad to not be a guy. I don't know about you.
Same.
So glad to not be a guy. But there's also disadvantages to being a girl, too. So then I'm torn because I'm like, ew, guys, you know, I'm so glad I'm not a guy. But then I look at them and I'm like, dudes have it so easy.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we came up with a list.
We did. First, my parents were concerned naming me Lacey because they were afraid, like, what if I didn't match my name? What if I was a tomboy? Which is fine. But what if my name just completely didn't fit myself? You don't necessarily care for your name, right?
No, I don't. I think it's with girls' names that the EY or the E sound at the end, it just sounds weak. I want strong. And I guess that's what, that's the benefit of
we were talking about your name.
Well, it ends in Y.
Amy.
What?
Oh, I was thinking Amelia.
Oh, no, I like Amelia.
Okay, because I was going to say, I like my name, which my name ends with an E as well.
No, by the way, Amelia is my name. I don't know if we've ever said that.
Oh.
Amy's just my nickname, and I don't like it. No offense to anybody who likes it. It's just what I just don't, I want a strong sounding name.
Well, I like my name, Lacey. That is my name in case you didn't know it. But it's because I've always been a girly girl ever since I was little. I learned how to potty train because there were these frilly butt lacy panties. My mom would let me wear them unless I had an accident. And that if I had an accident, I had to go back and put on a diaper. So I learned how to potty train myself because I wanted these pretty panties on.
Aww.
And I used to have fake tea parties with my friend Bonnie, and I'd want to dress up for him, and it'd be winter and I'm trying to put on like this really cute summer dress, and my dad wouldn't let me, so I'd have to put on pants and a jacket, and then I'd go over there and take all that off, and then I'm just in my tea party dress. So I was always a girly girl. I think that is one advantage to being a woman, is I do like the option of being pretty.
Yeah, we have a bunch of tools to make us pretty too, with makeup and accessories, and I think that's cool.
I love all the different dresses and outfits and high heels. I mean, that is a con as well, because then you're walking around in high heels and your feet hurt.
Yeah, but you have more options for fashion as a woman than you do with a man.
Mm-hmm. So what are some things that you have for women? Pros to being a woman.
Well, not myself, but normal women are social butterflies. And I think that's a pro. I mean, I don't think men, they sit around spending time with their dudes is sitting on the couch and watching a game. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't even talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a benefit to being social, carrying a conversation.
I think a pro to being a woman is not paying bills or mowing the lawn. That's a super big pro. It is our right as women to not do that.
Well, most women. Yeah.
Do most women mow the lawn, though? Is that a woman's job? I mean, no, I hate to say it's somebody's job.
No,
but
I'm saying most women don't have to do that. Oh, so, okay. Yeah, it's a pro.
I was getting defensive already because I thought you were like, most women do mow the lawn.
No, hell no.
Okay. That's just such a pain.
Yes.
And it's hot. I mean, sure, we can take care of the garden if we choose to. I don't really know how to garden.
I don't either. Gosh, I kill every plant that I get.
It sucks so bad. And I do want to learn how to be more independent and how to not pay bills. That's fine. but I want to do yard work. I don't want to mow the lawn, but I do want to be able to go out and plant stuff and have it look pretty and be able to keep up with stuff like that.
Yeah. Meddling, I guess. Isn't it right? Meddling in the garden? Is that more just like in people's lives? Do you meddle?
correction, Amy. I only know it to be in people's lives, actually. Get it
Thank
right.
You. Thank you for being right there. Give me the 1-2.
What? What is English? Why do we speak it? I think another advantage of being a woman is athleisure wear. I don't dress it, but you can still look good wearing athleisure wear with zero intent of working out ever.
Yeah, that's cool.
They opened, the name of it is Athleisure, a store in Fort Worth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You just tell it like it is. You don't work out in our clothes, but look cute in them. Still be comfortable.
Just lounge and be cute. I think, now don't make fun of me. I really think the women's body are beautiful. It's like a work of art. It's so pretty. The downside of that is that we're always, not demanded, but we're always required to like be perfectly put together all the time. Not like athleisure wear. That's a different style. But mm-hmm. we're like have to have primed and manicured and like to the T. And I think that's a little unfair.
Yeah, I have that down as a disadvantage. Mani-pedis.
Yeah.
That we're supposed to get that kind of stuff done. And I don't. I'll do my own toenails. I like my toenails to be done. But typically I get them done or Jeremy will take me out for a pedicure, but I don't do anything with my nails because I'm going to bite them. There's no sense in saving my hands, none whatsoever. I also have dishes on here. And I said, just look at my hands. I don't even wash dishes that often, but I still have the dishwasher hands.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can put a pretty manicure on me all that you want, but you're still not going to cover up my
chewed up.
I'm
Are
just
you chewed
staring
up?
At them. No, I'm not chewed up. I'm not bad. They're
nice.
Just dry and wrinkled. I was showing Robert
why
a bruise on my finger earlier.
Oh yeah, that was so weird.
I know. So I just have this random bruise like on my pinky knuckle, only on one side. I don't even know what happened. I'm assuming it's from working out. I'm showing him and I'm trying to be all, ooh, look at this badass bruise. I don't even know where it came from. And then I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry. You can see the rest of my hand too. And this is just gross.
Did he say something about your grandma hands? I know he loves to mention that.
No, I said it first.
You always have to be the first.
Yeah.
And then you beat him to it.
You can't shame me. I shame myself. So it doesn't matter. I have, speaking of women's bodies, some disadvantages. Nipples.
What?
Nipples are a disadvantage sometimes.
Men have nipples too.
Oh, yes. But men do not have to cover their nipples.
That's true.
They don't have to cover their nipples. They can walk around shirtless.
That's true.
But a man has never felt the pain after you wash a sports bra or a swimsuit, and then you have to fish around for that little pad so you're not nippling somewhere.
Oh my gosh. It makes me so mad. And not only that, I have to not only do my, I need to get Morgan to do her own laundry is what I need to do. And she does sometimes. But I don't know, I'm the mom who has to take care of everything, which is also a con. We are primarily responsible for the children as females. Anyways, but back to the laundry. Yeah, I not only have to do my bras, I have to do her bras too.
Mm-hmm.
Stinks. She needs to do her own.
The bras typically aren't bad. It's usually whenever they have like the little cutout, the...
For the swimsuits and sports bras, yeah.
And then you just have to fish around. Sometimes they'll have the little cutout so you can actually take it out and put it back in. Other times they don't have that, and then you just have to fix the padding through the bra. But then God forbid you don't have that and you're out nipping somewhere. I was at the freaking gym with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just laughing at me. And she's like, are you excited to be here? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then she's laughing, and then the coach is like, what are y'all laughing about? And it's a dude, and I'm just like, don't even. And she's all, her shirt. And I'm like, don't say any. No. Why would you say that?
Oh, no, that's
not. Did me pointing that out to some dude?
That's not cool.
I'm sure that they noticed. If it was that obvious, I'm pretty sure that everybody in the gym noticed. There's no reason to laugh at me.
Well, even dudes nip sometimes, but it's still acceptable.
So I think that's a disadvantage, as well as sticky bras and strapless bras.
Agreed.
Have you ever had the little taped on ones?
Yeah.
Oh, they suck. Yeah. And then you start sweating. And it's just hot in there.
And not even that. Like, if I've gone braless in like a dress that I've had to tape, and it ripped my skin up and just destroyed it.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks too.
Boob sweat?
I don't know. My boobs aren't big enough to sweat.
I'm so unladylike. Because I'll get hot, and I mean, it's not just, it's just a little damp. Like, it's not all gross down there or anything, but it's just, you know, I'm hot. And so I'll open up my shirt and start blowing myself, and then I'm like, oh, everybody knows what I'm doing. And then the nipples come out, and then it's just awkward all the way around. But guys, you have to deal with a different kind of sticky situation.
Yes, they do.
I would never know that pain, but they would never know the boob sweat pain, though.
Unless they've got the herbs.
Right? Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
I guess some people could.
That's what they're called, right?
Moobs?
Oh.
What'd you say?
I think I said herbs. I'm so glad you're here to correct me.
Always.
Why did I say herbs?
Because you're freaking weird and or dumb.
Wow, that just happened.
Do you have any?
I just have typical ones that, you know, that time of the month sucks. I mean, that's obvious. And then the big thing that's not trending but is topical in celebrity news is women getting paid less than men doing the exact same job. So, I mean, that's a real problem, and it sucks. It really does.
I'm very proud of you for bringing it up, because I had all breast cancer and shaving and
well, with the shaving, men have to shave too. I mean, unless they're growing a beard.
If I was a man, I would have a beard. I would have a kept beard. I mean, I don't want Santa Claus or elf or homeless or something beard.
Did you say Santa Claus?
Claus? Yeah. Is it Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Yay, I corrected you. Whatever. But I do have to agree with you. I put UTIs, periods, childbirth, which I wouldn't know that one.
Childbirth is special, though. That's allowed.
But it still sucks, though.
Yeah, but it's a moment that, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, it's been way too long for you. I've seen other people do it, and it's really painful, like, and really long.
It was like the room of the dead. I handled it really well. I have a high tolerance for pain.
Pregnancy can suck too for some people.
So uncomfortable
and
getting sick in the beginning, usually.
Sick, you can't sleep, you gotta pee all the time, mm-hmm. Just uncomfortable. I know people who have been sick their entire pregnancy, like just ridiculously
sick.
One
or two. Bummer.
Other lady problems, your pH balance could be off. Because why? Just because your lady part should hurt even more. Like, yeah, that's stupid. And then the awkwardness of going to the gyno. Also, awkwardness of buying tampons.
Yes.
I'm an adult, but that's still uncomfortable.
Yeah, I try to find the lady checkout.
Same.
Yeah.
And
cashier.
I've gone before. I went to Walgreens one day, man. I was making my rounds. I had to buy some unfun downstairs stuff, some fun downstairs stuff, some tampons and some birth control. And then I go and I check out. My purchases straight up said, I'm having a problem now, but I'm planning on having some fun later. But the only line that was open was this young dude. And so I go to him and I had just gotten finished working out and I'm wearing a freaking Kids shirt. And this dude wants to have a conversation with me about Kids. And he didn't even know. He's like, what is Kids? Because I've heard about this before. And I'm like, do we really need it? Like, transaction over. We don't need to talk.
No. You need like a blindfolder, like those horses where you just like look down and don't make eye contact with the female customer.
And I mean, girl, I was getting the mother load. I had all kind of stuff. Aww. I was just taking care of myself. This is going to be a long process.
That is really embarrassing. And I feel bad. I've only done it maybe once or twice. I don't know. Had Josh go for me, but I did feel bad for him at the time.
I sent Jeremy one time, but it had to be, and that was it. I wouldn't send him unless I needed it, just because you're going to the store, you don't need to go pick me some up. But whenever I'm at home with nothing, then sorry, dude. Get me this time. Yeah. And another thing unfun about being a woman, falling in the damn toilet whenever you don't put the toilet seat up.
What?
Have you ever fallen in the toilet before?
I mean, maybe. I don't have a memory of it. Well, I mean, have a terrible memory, but...
You go to the bathroom at night. You don't turn any lights on.
You need to get Jeremy under control.
He doesn't do it that often, so it's not anything that I can call him out for whenever it's very sporadic. But still, I go to the bathroom, and I don't usually fall in. Usually, I'm on the edge anyway, so it's fine. But, yeah, you take that step back, and next thing you know, you're butt first in a toilet bowl. All right, Amy. I think I did this wrong because I have a list of why it sucks to be a man, but I only have one bonus or one pro, and that's on the backside of a complaint. So I didn't really, I take that back. They're easy to dress. Shirt, something that looks like gym shorts, whatever they want for shoes, swim trunks.
Yeah.
That's super easy. You don't have anything to worry about. Do you have any pros?
I have a lot of pros. Okay. men are... can take the lead. They have social dominance. They're the leader of all. So that's awesome. They perform better. They're stronger. They can do things I can actually not do. I physically can't do that. Like open a pickle jar.
I do have a cheat for that though. I have like the little jar. It's like this mat that you...
I do have that, but sometimes it doesn't always work.
It usually works for me.
I do have the... put it under hot water, running water, and in the sink for a while. And then, like, the heat will, the particles or whatever, want to expand. And then it's supposed to make it easier. And then there's the hitting of it with a spoon. But that just sounds dangerous. If you break little shards of glass in your jar, I don't think that's a good idea. So don't do that one. And men tend to get handsomer with age.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so... hate them for that.
They're allowed to age, but we are not.
No.
Nobody calls a man out for being too old or looking too old.
They're distinguished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeremy has salt and pepper, and it looks so good on him. And he's not going to change it, and I wouldn't want him to. Yeah. It looks so good on him.
Same with Josh. And I have one more pro. You can pee wherever you want. Except for the exception of Lacey, who she pees wherever she wants.
I was going to say, I do that anyway.
I mean, they just stand up anywhere or take a knee and it's not that noticeable in public, which I don't think I've ever seen anyone do. I'm not calling anyone out. I'm just saying it's possible.
Guys can take a knee and pee in public?
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
So you get down on one knee. Like almost, I don't know, like a lunge almost. And you like pretend like you're getting something off the ground. And then they just slide stuff to the one side where, you know, your junk's out and nothing is showing publicly.
Well, okay.
And then you have like a channel through your pant leg, or you have to be wearing shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, you know, it is released.
Well, I know being a lady might be outside. I can possibly get it everywhere, like down my leg or back of my ankles or something. I would think a guy, especially if you're like pushing it over to a side, wouldn't that just be pee down your leg?
Well, I mean, they couldn't be wearing tight pants or shorts. You have to be wearing like...
I'm going to need to see this in action.
Well...
Not... I'm going to need... I don't know.
I mean, it's possible.
Okay.
You can aim.
I believe you.
I'm not talking
I just don't
experience.
Know logistically how it would happen.
Anywho, that's my last pro for men.
Okay, so as a con to being a man, I put prostate cancer. But then as my pro, I said... They also have a prostate, and that's supposed to be fun. So. men don't know how to clean or feed themselves. So it's a bonus to being a man. You just have everything handed to you, right? That's all men,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
We have to worry about visible nips, but they have to worry about inappropriate other things at attention.
Yes.
So I've never had to deal with that. I've never had to worry about that, but I know... Like young boys at school, you get inappropriate ones, and it's just like you don't even mean to.
And you can't control it.
And everybody sees.
One of my cons for a man is that they don't have many emotional outlets. Women can cry whenever they want and get away with it. Men, it's like, why are you getting so emotional? It's only like deaths and sports games. You can get emotional. They are allowed to scream at that. But I'm like, I don't know. I just think that's a little unfair.
Mm-hmm.
Men don't live as long as women. So sucks to be you. Typically, anyways. And my last one. Oh, wait. No, I only had two.
Is it great to live longer, though?
Yeah. I mean, as long as you're healthy and you're not. I don't know. You don't need someone to wipe your butt.
I was about to say you have kids, but I have young family. So I guess at some point I'm going to be done, though. Like, I don't want to just continue on forever.
I think it's
going to
reach. It just happens so fast, I think. And I don't know. I need more time to do everything that I want to do.
I do, too. I'm not ready now, but I'm saying, you know, 70, I'd probably be fine.
70?
Yeah.
I don't know, that just seems early. I mean, my parents are 70. That just seems early to me.
I don't know. I still have a lot going on right now, but I mean, eventually one day, you know, there's only so much Netflix I can watch and fill my time.
Stop.
Eventually I'm going to be done. Okay. In honor of the game that we're about to play, I have to tell you this badass dude story. This 27-year-old guy was at a bar in Queensland, Australia last week, and he got into an argument with a 20-year-old guy. They started fighting. 20-year-old dude stabbed the 27-year-old guy in the back. Instead of going to the hospital, the guy ordered himself another beer while the knife was sticking out of his back. He then finished his beer before going to the hospital. Now he's doing fine, and he says he doesn't want to press charges against the guy who stabbed him.
Wow.
If I was a dude, I'd be that dude with a beard.
I don't know. I think that maybe he was on something else. I mean, who does that? Some stimulants or something? That's not normal.
Let me have a beer one before I go to the hospital.
Men can't handle it. The man flu or whatever. They just...
Oh, that's true.
They can't handle it, really.
Con of being a man. Nobody can put up with any ailment. It's all death.
Except for that special dude.
And now let's get into Battle of the Sexes with Shut Up Podcast.
Hey, will you shut up?
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
This is Shut Up. Here's your hosts, Nick Adams and Justin Chavez.
Uh-huh. Okay. What's up? Shut up.
I think we're at a disadvantage.
Why?
Because I have to stand.
I'm standing.
You want to borrow that
Justin
chair?
Will stand.
I hate standing.
Here.
No.
Then don't complain.
Now you're at an advantage. Exactly.
No, don't complain. And then someone offers you a solution and then you say no to the solution.
It's kind of a woman thing to do.
That is a very woman thing to do. That's this is a Shut Up Podcast with Nick and part-time Justin.
We're starting off angry.
And we got Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips featuring Amy and Lacey.
I have two chairs now. Hi.
just because we complain does not necessarily mean that we want a solution. Sometimes we just have to grieve out loud.
Well, no one
it
wants,
sucks to have to stand
but
up.
But who wants to hear someone complain?
Yeah.
Everyone.
You see how couples get in fights?
Yeah.
This is it. And Justin, you say you want a relationship.
I want to be in a relationship so bad. I'm loveless right now. Mm-hmm. I've never had a boyfriend. And so I don't want to leave this world without finding love. You know, the only love I know is from my mom and dad and my sister. But I would like to have a romantic soulmate.
Well, part of being in a relationship is the little petty fights. And hopefully we don't get into any more petty fights here, because we're going to try and have fun. Okay, kids?
Okay.
We're going to try and have fun.
Why you call me out? I'm fun.
I wanted you to smile.
So we're going to play a fun...
That
got her to smile, though.
It sure did.
They used to call me Smiley at work back when I waited tables, because I never smiled.
Did that bother you?
Yes.
That nickname?
Yeah, and then I just wanted to frown at him.
Were you a waitress?
Yeah, I did.
How do you get tips without smiling?
I wasn't very good at it.
Wasn't your husband a waiter also?
Yeah, that's where we met.
So she got kids out of it.
Yeah, uh-huh. True.
She did not get tips out of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess maybe she did. Hey, so we're going to play Battle of the Sexes. And so how this is going to work is it's the guys, me and Justin from the Shut Up Podcast.
Hey, girl, hey.
First the ladies, Lacey and Amy from Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. And how this is going to work, each player will be asked two questions and then about trivia that's based on stuff that the opposite gender would know. So Justin and I will ask the ladies things that every guy's going to know, and we'll see if they know it.
I feel very confident because I would get out of any obligation that I had to do. Like, my dad would try to teach me how to change a tire, and I would just stand in the corner and huff and puff. And he's like, well, what are you going to do if I don't live here? I said, well, I'm not going to be single for forever. And then I married Jeremy, and he doesn't know anything about cars. So joke's on me. But I don't pay attention to manly things. So I'm feeling very confident right now.
We'll see how this goes. So we have a bunch of questions here. I think the lady should go first. Y'all can decide. Do you want to ask questions first, or do you want to try and score points first?
Ask and get it out the way.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay,
ask and get it out the way. And is this the first time Loose Lips have been on our show?
It is, the first time.
Well, so let's start off with some introductories. Okay, Amy, tell us about yourself.
I am happily married with two kids. They're both in middle school, so I'm looking at the end.
Because you had kids at a very young age, correct?
I did.
Yes.
I had a teenage pregnancy, which was embarrassing. Mm-hmm.
That's not embarrassing, because look where you are now. You're still with that child, and it's about to get out the house and hopefully go to college, right?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
My parents were young, too, whenever they had me, and they said that they're enjoying their time now that me and my sister are out of their house, because they got income and they don't have to blow it on me and my sister.
That's a good point.
Oh, I have big plans.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
You say, it was a little embarrassing. Did you wait a while to tell people you were pregnant? Like, did you wait till, like, you really had to tell your parents
Absolutely,
you were pregnant?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I was in denial for a really long time, and my dad even took me on a trip, and it was a cruise, and on those, overseas, you can drink underage, mm-hmm. You know? So they were wanting to know why I wasn't drinking. You're 18, you know, why not?
So did you tell them on the trip?
No, I just said I wasn't feeling it.
Mm.
Yeah, motion sickness. We were on a boat, you know. I just didn't want to mess with it.
But they were like, look at our baby girl making right choices at a young age.
Oh, we raised such a good kid. Uh-huh. She doesn't want to drink.
Saying no to alcohol.
Wow. And Lacey, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Lacey. I am happily married with a dog, and my hobbies include taking a bath and watching Netflix.
You married a dog?
I'm happily married with a dog. No kids, we have a dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
got it.
I'm not into that.
What kind of dog?
He's a mutt. He's a rescue dog, so he's beagle, pointer, whatever. He's cute. He ruined my couch, but he's fine.
Okay.
It's nice.
And your husband's a firefighter?
He is.
That's hot.
A hot firefighter.
That's hot.
Has he ever been in a calendar?
He has not.
No? Is that a goal of his to get in the calendar one day?
No. They have, these firefighters will wear these big, ridiculous bras. Like, think Victoria's Secrets, but these are more homemade.
Okay.
Like, the big. So they'll do these firefighter fashion shows where they have to wear these bras and go out, and then people bid on the bras for charity.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm,
he won't
it
do
is.
That, though.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
But, I mean, you have to have a certain kind of personality. I wouldn't do that either. I don't care if I had Jenna's body. I still wouldn't do that just because I don't have that personality. But Justin could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to do drag on Halloween.
Do it.
My drag name is going to be Manila Felder, and it's going to be the between, it's like a mixture between Beyonce and Jennifer Lopez. Yeah, that's the child that I'm going to get.
Do you know what song you're going to lip sync?
I don't know if it's going to be Any Man of Mine by Shania Twain.
And, what?
Yeah, I know, right? Any man of mine better be proud of me. Even when I'm ugly, still better love me. I can be late for a date, that's fine, but he better be on time. It's like a groovy, like, make you feel some. That or something by Alicia Keys, something by Beyonce. I got a list.
It's good that it's a lip sync, though.
I got it. I hate you. Why? Why you got to throw shade?
I'm just messing with you.
Where'd the sun go?
I'm messing with
you.
Well,
with all that shade, that's why you stay so white, Nick.
I know, man. Okay. Look at me. Woof.
Get out there and get a tan.
Hey, I read that there's some gummies you can take that make you tan. I'm thinking about trying them.
A pill.
They're gummies, like gummy vitamins, you know?
Yeah.
But they make you tan instead.
Or just eat carrots. They say if you eat a lot of carrots, you turn orange.
Yeah. I'll get a nice fake tan look going.
Looking like a Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. Okay, let's play. So did y'all, remind me, do y'all want to be asked questions?
We'll ask first. Yes.
Okay. So, you just pick a question. Tell us which one me or Justin is going to answer, and hit us. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to ask Justin.
Okay, Amy.
What is taffeta?
Taffeta. Taffeta. Is it a color?
Is that your answer?
That's a color. Yeah.
No, it's a fine, lustrous silk or similar synthetic fabric with a crisp texture.
Oh,
I would have
okay.
guessed color too.
Yeah, it looks like a color.
What color would it be?
It's like a purple.
I think purple.
Silver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a sparkly silk.
Well, I can see that, but no.
It's a silk?
Yeah.
Taffeta.
Or something like a silk.
It sounds ugly. It doesn't sound like a pretty thing. Taffeta.
I don't think I've ever worn it. Maybe in like a bridesmaid dress or something. I don't think it breathes well.
Taffeta.
It sounds like a rich aunt.
Oh, I was going to say it sounds like a white trash like cousin you never see.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Taffeta. You see what Taffeta posted on Facebook?
She will not. I'm not going to name my child Taffeta.
Okay. All right. So no points for the boys there. Can I ask Lacey a question first?
Yes.
Okay, Lacey. Do you watch hockey?
No. My husband is a huge hockey fan, though.
Okay. Well, maybe you've picked this up from watching games with him.
Okay.
What does it mean if a hockey team is on a power play?
That's whenever they score more than one goal, so it's like goals back to back.
No, incorrect.
Oh, good
Sorry.
Guess, though. I like that.
Does anyone have a guess?
She had confidence.
I'm going to say when you take control of the game.
Sort of. Power play is when... Like, if Amy went into the penalty box, Justin and I are on a power play because we have more people on the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Manage.
Yeah.
Oh,
but good guess. Good guess.
I went to a hockey game once, and I didn't realize that halfway through they switched sides. And so then we scored a goal, and I'm getting super excited. And Jeremy's like, no. You're cheering for the wrong team.
And it's already confusing because that puck is really small. Mm-hmm. It's hard to follow.
It's really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, bummer. Okay. Yep. All right. So next, someone needs to ask me a question.
All right, Nick. What is the keto diet?
Oh, gosh. Keto. That's so popular right now. Keto is going to be, let's see, no carb is Atkins. I'm thinking out loud. I'm going to say keto is that like no... Is keto no sugar?
Mm-mm.
Aw, man.
Low-carb, high-fat diet that forces low the body carb. To burn fats rather than carbohydrates.
I had to guess low sugar. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Justin, would you have known what keto diet was?
No, I don't diet.
All right. Justin, why don't you ask Amy a question?
I'm so
okay,
nervous.
Okay, Amy Nichols. In baseball, what does ERA stand for?
ERA? Ooh, I'm thinking out loud as well. I'm going to say error, maybe. ERA, error, roundup, error, roundup, alignment.
Air up, rely, ear, what? Well, is that your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, it stands for earned run average.
Mm-hmm.
Earned run
the
average.
ERA.
I wouldn't have known that one.
All these sports questions.
I know.
That's what guys are into.
Not me.
Nick, are you into sports?
No, but stereotypically, that's what guys are into. I was always, me and my best friend Philip, we bonded over being the only people in the dugout when everyone was playing sports. Somehow we never got into the rotation to make it onto the field.
I love that. That's something my son would do.
Mm-hmm. So we just hung out in the dugout. So who's up next? You guys are asking us a question.
All right, Nick. What is decoupage?
Decoupage.
Oh, I know that one.
Are you saying that right? I thought it was
decoupage.
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 Oh, thank you, Kelly.
I'm not here.
I'm gonna say I only know this because Justin has been saying this recently.
No, that's not okay. That.
Oh, yes, like, it is. Yes, like, it is. Just, let's hear
it. No, that's not what it is.
Decolletage?
Decolletage is different than decoupage.
No, it's not decoupage. Decoupage.
Decoupage.
Decoupage. Yeah,
but decolletage is something
different. Okay, then I do not know what I'm talking about now. decoupage, that sounds...
I can't ask you a question.
I think decoupage is... Isn't it something artsy? I don't know the answer.
You're
is it something with painting?
You're close. But it's not right. He's
what?
Not going to get it right.
No, it's not right. Painting. I mean, yes, you are on the right path, but I'm going to have to give you because it's paper cuttings that you do.
Mm.
It's an art craft with decorating objects with paper cutouts.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like painting.
And glue.
I was thinking décolletage because Justin heard it's like cleavage, right?
Yeah, décolletage? It's a low-cut collar. Low-cut.
I've never heard that.
Décolletage.
It's called something else.
Kelly, can we get a ruling?
I'm not here.
Is it called?
It's décolleté. Isn't it décolleté?
I thought it was décolletage.
I don't know. I think there's... And it's your cleavage area. Yeah. It's the pretty area on your chest.
I remember it because Meryl Streep said it in The Devil Wears Prada.
Décolletage. She probably says it the French way or something.
Yeah, she goes, ooh, look at that décolletage.
It's like when you go to what are they called? The concierge or the concierge?
Concierge.
How fancy are you? Right?
Do you also know the piece de résistance?
Do you have a foyer or a foyer?
Foyer. Yeah.
All right. Well, no points there.
I'm not here again.
Okay.
No points there. So which lady, whose turn is it for me to ask a question to? I guess it's maybe Lacey, right?
Bring it.
All right, Lacey, you have an audio question.
Yay!
Can you tell me what movie this is from?
You never heard of Salt in a Swat? The Titan of Terror. Colossus of Clout.
I'm going to say Sandlot.
That's correct.
Yay! Ladies, I totally just guessed.
The ladies are on the board for the first time today.
That was so good.
Wow.
I'm impressed.
Good job. The Colossus of Clout?
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Yeah, I didn't think you would.
I would have been like, oh, Smurfs.
All right, ladies. Ladies on the board.
All right, Justin, this one's going to you.
Yes, ma'am. Throw it. I'll catch it.
Where do women wear their wedding bands?
On their finger?
Yes.
Their wedding finger?
Yes, but women have two rings.
Yeah.
What order does it go in?
Oh, wedding band, then ring? Then wedding ring?
Yeah, I'll count it, yeah.
How is this going? Like, which is closer to the fingertip?
Or what?
Or the knuckle?
Which one's closer to your heart.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Well, it goes on wedding band and wedding ring. Yeah?
Well, wedding band and wedding ring are going to be the same thing, right?
Well, what did you ask?
Engagement.
It's an engagement ring and a wedding band.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The wedding band, then the ring?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Got it.
Oh, cool. Hit that bell. Yeah.
I'm assuming you knew that, Nick.
I had no idea. I thought the engagement ring went on first, and then the wedding band went on after that.
Because usually the wedding band's smaller. It's just
right.
Something pretty to go around your engagement ring. The engagement ring is what everybody freaks out about.
Hold up, though.
Which is
two rings?
Exactly.
Why
that's what I was about to
rings?
Get to.
Because whenever you get proposed to, women get a ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big boy.
What do I get?
And then,
I guess I get a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once you actually get married, that's whenever you wear the wedding band.
What is... And so the band is to represent that I'm already married,
mm-hmm.
and then the ring is like I'm engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Go on it. That's two rings though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get one.
No,
so it may be like a watch that was $100.
That's what I want.
What do the guys get out of
it? A tattoo with I want you to get a tattoo with my name on you.
Wow, that is commitment. What did you guys get your guys any special wedding gifts?
I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. I was so young when I got married. Okay, yeah, he gave me one on our wedding.
Well, I turned her mic off because she said she didn't want to be here.
No, she wants to contribute. She's here. It's a juicy conversation.
Everything is new because we're all so spoiled.
I know.
My daughter's getting ready to leave fifth grade to go to sixth grade, which means she's transferring schools, and she's insisting on a graduation present. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. No.
Yes.
Her friends are getting like iPads and things like that. I'm like, no. I didn't get anything when I went from fifth grade to sixth grade.
No. Different
I barely
times,
got anything
though, Kelly.
Back then.
They didn't
the
have
big
iPad
deal,
back then.
No, they didn't. But the big deal was when you graduated high school, you got things that were supposed to help you set up for life in college. So you'd get things for your dorm room, shower kits, or luggage, or something like that to help you move. Why do you get something just because you passed fifth grade?
Yeah.
Why do you get something when you passed third grade? It just makes no sense.
Gotcha. Okay.
And again, with the wedding gifts, that used to not be the case, but people started doing it, and then it became like the prom proposals. We have to go bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah, so.
Show your
You can turn my mic off again. I'm sorry.
I'm going to turn it off,
my
Kelly.
Own podcast, by the way.
this means I can throw Kelly's name in featuring Loose Lips and.
Yes.
I would say you could throw in JC, who's also quietly in the room, but he
What's
doesn't
up,
have
JC?
A podcast.
Hello.
Thanks, man. I'm taking your mic back.
Oh, thank you. Speaking of JC, our next episode will feature him.
Yeah, you excited, JC? We're gonna tell you the idea after the show.
I'm very excited.
Okay. You better because it's going to be a lot of work on you and less work on us.
And after this,
you have to do a lot of homework for ours.
Oh,
just
really?
So you know. Yeah.
No, it's not a lot of homework.
It's not that bad.
Oh, I'm cool.
Okay.
I like homework.
Yeah. Okay,
after doing a podcast for a year, you start running out of ideas.
Like, hey, why don't you join the show and you think of something?
Or my show. Assistant producer?
Okay, so it's one-to-one, guys versus girls. And now it is the girls' turn to ask us something.
We just got one.
It's the group. Right. It's the group question, right?
No, there's one more question. Yeah. I got to ask.
I
got to ask Lacey.
Okay.
No, she's got two questions.
Okay,
I got
so this
Sandlot.
This is for Amy then.
No, I just dinged us.
Yeah, cuz you answered a question from them.
Okay, so now we got to ask
them.
Yeah.
Correct.
Me.
Okay, I'm asking Amy.
Okay.
What movie is this?
We already did that. Welcome to the Shut Up Podcast, Justin. We already did that question. There's five things written on your sheet, and three of them are off the table now.
Now, when you handed me this sheet, I thought these were questions of my own to ask, and you had your own questions to ask. So that's not what it was.
Correct.
So, and nothing was labeled. So
No. Okay. I said you can.
So
you can I said you're going to ask two of them, and I even said it like when we started the podcast. We're each going to be asking two questions, and then one as a group
each.
So that's we're not going to be sitting here asking 30 questions.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we ran through this now.
Well,
okay.
Hey, and also we do this on the Kid Craddock Morning Show like every other week for the last year. Welcome to 2016 and 17.
Amy.
Yes, I'm ready.
Inning stretch.
Blank. Inning stretch. Fill in that blank.
Well, it's baseball. Oh, gosh. Ninth inning? No, hold on. Last. Nope. Seventh. Nope. I don't know.
One of those were right.
What's
going
on
here?
Doing?
Well, I'm
he wants the girls
out.
To win. He's mad at me.
I'm not mad. It's like I don't compete.
Okay.
Like I don't like.
Then
competing.
You're terrible at sports and games.
I
Kelly,
am.
Kelly, you're not on the podcast.
I'm not here.
I hate competition.
So one of them's right.
One of them was right.
So if I pick one,
you have a 50-50 chance.
It better be the right one though.
Well, you had last, ninth, and something else.
You've had a lot of clues across the room.
Five, four, three, two,
last.
One. Okay. All right. Wrong. It was a seventh.
Oh, damn
it.
Did
you not see Kelly shaking her head?
Well, on ninth, she said she
yeah,
shook
she was
her head.
No.
On ninth.
You said seventh and you said ninth. It was an involuntary
on
head shake. And I was. Yeah.
What?
Kelly, you're not in the room.
I know I'm not in the room.
You're yelling at me.
I'm just saying.
And you're kicking me under the table. Cheater.
Girl, she stop fighting. Right. That's immature for the podcast.
Yes.
Don't. Can y'all
prepared? Just fought, so shut your mouth. Shut up.
So now it's time for the group questions. So now, ladies, you get to ask us a question, and Justin and I can work together as a team.
Okay.
Hopefully. It's tied to 1-1.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully we can win this, buddy.
Yeah.
Fist bump. We got this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys. Mm-hmm. What is dermaplaning?
Derma is skin.
Can we talk this out? Mm-hmm. Is it skin?
Derma,
it's not eyebrows?
Skin. Dermaplaning. Derma is skin, right? That's the Latin.
Yeah,
Latin
I guess
word for
so.
Derma. So dermaplaning. Does that mean you're prepping your skin for like stretch marks or something?
Hold on. What's the word?
Dermaplaning.
Dermaplaning.
I don't think planing's the same as planning.
No, because you can't put your skin in the air like that, you know?
I think I know.
Okay, cool.
Isn't this when they use the tiny little knife on your skin and they like scrape all the dead skin? I don't know if it's dead skin. They like scrape the top layer of your face off with skin or with a knife.
Uh-huh. Final answer.
Dang it, you're not supposed to guess that. You're supposed to think it's the eyebrows, which the eyebrows is microblading. Always get those two confused.
Y'all got it. Ding yourself.
Tell me. Woo! All right.
Oh, gosh.
Guys are on the board.
2-1.
So I guess the girls, we could end up tying this if the girls get this one correct. We'll see. But you guys can work together. JC, don't say this out loud.
Okay? That's a hint.
No, it's not. Okay. It's something that a guy would know, I think.
Okay. It's going to be video game. Final answer.
No, it's not a video game.
Okay.
David Beckham, super hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What football team did he play for the longest?
Something soccer.
It is soccer. Yeah, they call it football clubs over there.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I wish there was a list because I'd be able
Manchester.
That's correct.
Oh, my God!
Wow. What? Are there two different clubs?
Anything?
Hold on.
Well,
which Manchester?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I guess there's two.
Nick doesn't know.
I guess there's two.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, United. You're right. Manchester United. Apparently, there's two. I didn't know that.
I'm really good at guessing because I really don't know the answers to this.
Are we at a tie, Nick?
We are at a tie. I don't know how we can break this tie.
Okay. All
it's
right.
2-2.
Give me 1 minute. Y'all come up with a question, and I'll come up. We'll come up with a question for each other. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Give me a timer. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. Y'all want me to ask first?
Is this another group? Can we work
together? Yeah, you can work this out together.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Justin. Hit him.
Okay. How many pool balls are there in a full rack?
You guys can talk him out. No clues, Justin.
No clues.
Oh.
I think there's an 8 ball.
I think she's drawing it.
That's the last one.
Are you drawing it right now, Amy?
That's fine. She can draw it out.
No, I think it's funny. I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I think there's 15.
That's correct.
Yes!
Good job. Hit that bell.
Oh.
There you go.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Well, Justin, we have to get this or we have to do that whole thing again,
I
guess.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. Go, ladies.
All right. What is mascarpone?
I have no idea. I've never heard mascarpone before.
Mascarpone. Is that a pastry?
Oh, is it?
Thank you.
Why'd you have me say it?
I thought you could say
it. Hey, how about you screw up? Go ahead.
Wait, how do you say it?
Mascarpone.
Mm-hmm. Is that a cousin to Al Capone?
It does sound food. Really, you said pastry.
I said, is that a pastry? Yeah.
Now that's stuck in my head, though.
Or is it a cutting? Something. It's something culinary.
Mm-hmm.
Mascarpone. Final answer.
Well, we didn't give an answer. Mascarpone? That what it was? Mascarpone?
Nope. That's what I said.
Mascarpone.
And it was wrong.
Mascarpone.
Mascarpone. That's what I said.
Okay, pastry.
I'm gonna say it's a type of a macaron,
like the cookie.
I don't think
that's fine with me. Sure.
No.
Oh,
a soft, mild Italian cream cheese.
Oh, I would have never.
Kind of food.
Women love cheese.
Yeah. I would have thought it'd be sweet. It sounds sweet to me. Marzipan. That's the sweet thing, right?
Marzipan.
I don't know. We got it wrong, ladies. You win Battle of the Sexes.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yay! What did you win?
Well, good question.
A song.
You win bragging rights. A song?
Yeah.
Are you singing it?
Yeah. Girls rule, guys drool. Girls go to Venus to get some. No, not that one.
Not that. Yeah.
What's the one with U-turn? Mars? Go back. Guys are stupider and live on Jupiter. Girls are something. Something with Venus. Rhymes with P.
Thank you.
Congratulations, ladies. You guys win some awesome bragging rights. And thanks so much for joining us. What's up on, what can we expect from the Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips podcast this week?
All kind of fun stuff. We're always open to suggestions.
Amy, you haven't planned it yet?
JC, we got something for you to work on.
I'll work.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you guys so much. And give a round of applause for our audience member, Kelly.
Oh, yay. Still not here.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for being
here. Check out A Sandwich and Some Lovin' podcast. It's available every Thursday morning at 10 Central.
Yeah.
And JC, when can we find your podcast?
Probably never.
Weren't you going to do one with your wife?
I was going to do one with my wife. Hopefully soon. Maybe this year. Maybe next year. Maybe never.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll look forward
look
to
at that.
That.
You know, optimism.
Yeah. maybe. We'll see.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for joining the Shut Up Podcast. Bye. Hey,
shut up. Uh-huh. Okay. What's up?
All right, go us.
Winners.
I know. That was so awesome. Thank you guys so much for having us on. You know what was so much fun about that game?
What?
Not only did we win, which is pretty awesome, but this was a different kind of game than we've played before. It did not result in me finding out I'm a horrible person.
Yes, we need more of these games.
I know.
Because you're not a horrible person. I'm sorry you feel that way when we play other games.
Well, I'm sorry for correcting you. I'm sure I sounded like a really big bitch. Avi, you're saying it wrong. And what was that last word?
Mascarpone. And you thought it was mascarpone. But, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Mascarpone sounds like it would be cheese. And I'm kind of an Italian expert because I went to Italy last year and I learned like four words.
I know. I was just reading what was on the paper. I really don't know anything.
Well, regardless, I don't know that cheese. And I'm sorry that I corrected you.
No, it's fine. I don't know how to say things most of the time. So it's just cool.
And I'm sorry for yelling at you, too.
I think I yelled, too.
You could have at least correctly guessed everything like I did. I think that's why I was so amazed, was because I legit did not know the answer to those questions. I got Manchester United right.
Oh my gosh, you're amazing.
They had to pull that out of me.
I know, that was good.
I really don't know.
I don't know why I said last. I knew it was seventh. It was in my gut. I knew it. But then you started tapping my leg and Kelly was shaking her head and I just got so many outside influence. Also known as cheating.
That was a lot of fun.
It was.
Thanks for having us, guys. All right. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, you can check out all the other Kid Nation podcasts. Thanks again to Shut Up Podcast for having us on, because that was so much fun. Don't forget, you can leave us a rating and a comment. That would be really cool if you would do that. Also, check us out on our socials, Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.